Organize Me Radio, episode 41, Sortify. I'm Naima Ford Goldson. Hi, everyone. Welcome to Organize Me Radio. I'm Naima Ford Goldson, and today's guest is Christy Potgieter. She is the CEO and founder of Sortify, and she is the owner of KLP Organizing. Welcome, Christy.
Thanks so much, Naima. It's nice to be here.
Thank you so much for being here. I'm so excited about having you on. Before we get into talking about Sortify, can you tell me how you got your start in the organizing industry?
Sure. So I have had a passion for organizing for most of my adult life. And so it's kind of been on my radar for maybe the last 15 years, ever since discovering Julie Morgenstern and some other organizers on Oprah. And so I realized there's an actual industry and I could actually do this for a living. And so, of course, I went the corporate path and did the traditional things and then found myself getting burnt out and realizing, like, what do I want to do with my life? And so I decided I wanted to follow a passion and a dream. And I figured if it didn't work out after a couple of years, then I could always go back to corporate America if I needed to. But I'm happy to report that 3 years later, we're still going. So yeah, so I just wanted to help people in my local community live a simpler life because I discovered that life was simpler with less. And so I just felt like it was important to be able to share that with others, especially busy professionals, because I know how difficult it is to find the time to do that.
I love it. It's so funny, like, you know, taking that plunge to be an entrepreneur, it definitely is scary, right? But I think we're in a great field because people always need to, you know, be a little bit more organized, right?
Absolutely. I think everybody needs an organizer in their life, even organizers. I don't think there's any shortage of work to go around for everybody.
So speaking of organizers needing help, you created an app called Sortify. Can you tell us about that?
Yes. So Sortify is an app that I developed pretty much it's been in the making for the last 18 months, but it is essentially a way for organizers to design projects for their clients. So typically when a client has a vision for having a beautifully finished pantry or a Pinterest-worthy closet with a lot of products involved, it is difficult to figure out what's going to fit best, how everything's going to look and work in the space until you're actually there. So what I was finding is that I was either overbuying products by like a lot, and then dealing with a bunch of returns, or I was sketching on paper, which I'm not very good at, and trying to make sense of the space. And I realized that there had to be an easier way. And after I started talking to some of my organizing friends, understanding what everybody else was doing, they were kind of doing similar things and there really wasn't a program out there. I have a degree in structural engineering. So I understood what AutoCAD and some of the, you know, design tools can do because I was using that for many years. And so I knew what I wanted and I just couldn't find it in some of the programs that are out there with, you know, for architects and interior designers. And so I just decided, well, let's see if we can find a partner that can help us bring this vision to reality. I really wanted it to be simple to use, not a lot of training involved, and just help organizers grow their businesses and work more efficiently, because that's what we're doing with our clients every day. And I feel like we don't have enough tools that are actually helping us run our business on the back end.
So then how does Sortify work? When you open the app, what's the first thing that you'll see?
Yeah. So when you open the app, the first thing you'll see is, you know, the ability to create your first project. And so you create your first project, you type in, you know, the name of the project, client's name, the space that it's that you're actually designing. And then that takes you to the canvas screen or the studio, we call it, which is where you have all the different objects that you can drag and drop onto the screen to create your design.
What are the benefits of Sortify to organizers and their clients?
So I think the main benefit is time savings. As we all know, time is money. And if the more time we can save, the more money we could potentially make from a profit perspective. And from a client perspective, I just feel like it helps bring a little, elevate the professionalism. So you're not just sharing a hand-drawn sketch with your clients, you're sharing a professional rendering with them, which I think makes a difference. And it also allows you to charge for that design time a little, maybe more than you're charging today, because you have a program that's helping you draw something to scale. What I found is it's really helping me to translate what's in my head to the client. I think a lot of times our clients, I think we're all visual in a lot of respects. And I think as organizers, we have the gift of having X-ray vision when we walk into a space and can kind of already see where all the things are going to go in a space. Our clients don't have that, which is why they are hiring us to help them. And so being able to give them, you know, a visual representation of what's in our heads so that they understand what the finished product is going to look like and weigh in if there's things that they would like to see differently just saves everybody a lot of time and rework and helps us all work more efficiently and communicate more efficiently.
I think that's great how you mentioned a lot of people are visual, you know, because sometimes, like you said, we can go in and we can say, okay, we'll put shelving there, we'll put this many baskets on this shelf, well, it has to be this depth, we know how to do the measurements, well, some of us do, some of us, you know how to do the measurements and know how to plan out spaces for our clients, but our clients might not necessarily see the vision. So I definitely think if there's something that they can see in rendered form, then they're like, oh, okay, that's why I need to buy this many baskets. That's why I need this many bins. Because I've had times where I've recommended products to clients and I say, you need this many, this, this. And then I get to their house and I'm like, I told you you needed six. Why do we only have four? And they're like, oh, well, I thought that, you know, it would have been better like this, you know? So I definitely think having a visual so clients can actually see it definitely yeah. will give all of us as organizers a leg up by using your app. Now, is this something that clients can use as well? So if you have, if there is a person who's not an organizer or not an industry professional, but they want more organization in their home, is this, are they able to use this as well?
Great question. So not today. The way our business model is set up is subscription-based. Eventually, we would like to be able to offer it to consumers, but then we would have to kind of change some things around to make it more project-based. What I recommend in those situations is finding an organizer that can help from a DIY perspective. So a lot of organizers will offer DIY packages where they can just help you with the design aspect. You might not need help decluttering. You can kind of do that on your own, but you don't know how to put a pantry together in an organized way to make it make sense. Hire an organizer to help you with just that piece. It can save you a lot of, you know, an investment on the organizer side, but then still give you the great finished product because you're using the expert to kind of help guide you on what products are going to work best. There are thousands of organizing products out there, and this industry continues to grow. So it only makes it, it's overwhelming for us organizers, to figure out products. So I can't even, I know what it's like to be the average consumer trying to find products. I would go and find different things at, you know, the store when I'm out shopping and bring stuff home and think it's going to fit and it didn't. So we've all been there. And so I think just, you know, looking to the experts to kind of help you figure that out will save you a lot of time and headache and a lot of returns to the store as well.
So what is your absolute favorite thing about your app or what it can do for people?
So I love the fact that with the design comes a comprehensive shopping list. So again, like going back to like, if you have a client that's doing like that just needs a virtual DIY consult, you actually give them the professional rendering, but you also can give them a list of the products, the quantities, and the live links to where to purchase. So that's my favorite part. Because I feel like, you know, we can all sketch, we can all do, you know, different things, you know, cobbling something together in a current program, but nothing out there is really able to give you the comprehensive list at the same time, which is kind of the second part of the project, buying the products.
Have you faced any challenges with the app, whether it was during the, you know, development of it or after it rolled out or anything like that?
Oh gosh, many challenges. Where do I begin? I mean, it was a challenge to find a developer, you know, to help us bring this vision to fruition. You know, you think about the developer world, the tech industry is definitely a male-dominated industry, and the professional organizing industry is a female-dominated industry. And so helping developers understand, A, what I was wanting this app to be, but B, also just describing our industry and what we do and why we do it, like a whole other can of worms. And so that was a challenge. And so we were lucky enough to find some partners overseas that understood and, you know, wanted to help and be a part of this. And they got us to the point where we were able to launch earlier this year, and everything is working well. And now I'm happy to report that we have recently switched to a US-based developer, female-led business, to help us continue to grow. Cause I just feel like understanding like what females need from an app and how we work versus how males work, you know, it is different. And so that was important to me, to make sure that we were really making an app that felt like it was made with females in mind. And so that was probably the biggest challenge. The other challenge since launching earlier this year is just getting our name out there and building brand awareness and, you know, helping organizers understand what's available, how it's available, how Sortify works, and, you know, getting everybody to think about, you know, using a new tool is always a challenge. Change is hard. And, you know, when you have successful business women who have been used to doing something the same way for so many years, it's tough to insert something new into the process. So really just trying to, you know, do as many demonstrations as we possibly can and show how easy it truly is to use and how it can help transform your business is probably the new challenge of, you know, of this endeavor that we're on.
I think it's funny how you mentioned, you know, working with some men who might not understand the professional organizing industry, because I swear, I've been in this business for 10 years and my husband still doesn't really get it. Still doesn't really understand.
No, not even after you have a beautifully organized home. He doesn't.
It's like, oh, just throw all their stuff away. It's like, no, can't just throw all their stuff away. So, but you know, it is what it is. But I'm glad you're able to find women to work with, because I think that's important as well. Women yeah. working with women. And I love it. Can you tell me about your organizing method, KLP organizing? What made you decide to, you spoke about, you know, coming up with the app because you didn't have, you know, you were just sketching by hand and things like that. What is your method to getting there, to getting to the part where you're putting product in place?
Great question. So I typically will speak to a potential client on the phone first for just a quick consult, just to understand what their needs are and if I can help them. And then the next step would be to schedule an on-site consultation to really see their space in person, talk through more details, and really develop a plan. And then from there, we typically, the first session or two, depending on the size of the space and the volume of items that we need to go through, are really the sort and simplify sessions. So that's where we're sorting everything into categories and really going through with the client, helping them make decisions on what stays, what goes, what needs to be relocated, all the things, and really determine what's going to stay in this space. And then we kind of stage it. We put the products or the products, the items back in the categories and like the roundabout place that we expect it to live in that particular space, so that we can visually see, okay, like this is where this is going to go, and this is the volume of these items and what items are actually needing to be contained, and then take measurements from there. And then go back, and phase two is the design phase, where I would actually go and create the designs and figure out what products are going to be needed and go, you know, get the client to sign off on that. And then the last phase is the contain and organize phase, or organize and contain phase. And so that's where I'm coming in with all the products, labeling everything, containing everything, and making it that kind of beautifully finished product.
So I'm a product person as well. So can you tell me, what are your favorite organizing products?
Oh gosh, there's so many. So I'd say the famous white bins with handles from Container, or from the Container Store, are always a go-to. Even the Y-Weave baskets from Target are great. My newest obsession is actually the Home Edits line at Walmart. I am loving everything about this line. I'm not always into acrylics and clear, because I find that sometimes, depending on what you're containing, the visual clutter is not always going to look like the beautiful rainbow that the Home Edit's always able to create. God bless them. Yeah. But not everybody's items are, you know, are that way. And so sometimes acrylic doesn't work. But when acrylic does work, these products are amazing for the price point. And yeah, I've been using them pretty much, some hybrid of them, on every project that I've been doing lately. And I've not been disappointed yet.
It's funny, because I love the acrylics too. But unless you're going to maintain that and keep that up, then it's not such a good idea. It's good if you're visual, though. I mean, some people, you know, need to see what's in the bins. They might not keep it as organized. And then if that's the case, I just tell them to put those behind doors.
Yes, exactly.
I mean, so you know it's there. You see it. If you're not going to maintain it, don't put it on display. But
yes,
exactly. But I'll have to check out the Home Edits line in Walmart, because I haven't checked that out.
So. It's great. And I've just been ordering everything online. So it's not even like you have to go into the store to see it. But yeah, I've been happy with everything so far. Yeah.
Last question. Can you tell me, what is your greatest achievement as an organizer or being in the industry?
I would say launching Sortify. You know, it's the hardest thing I've ever done. I'm not a software developer. I've never done anything even close to this. And so it's been hard, but glad that we've gone through it and, you know, and are still going through it and learning something new every day. I feel like it's been a good challenge, but probably the biggest challenge to date. So just excited to see what's to come and some of the partnerships that we're going to be announcing in the near term around product companies that we're going to be working with and getting more products into the product catalog to make it even better for everybody. So super excited.
Christy, I really enjoyed this conversation. Thank you so much for being here. Can you tell everyone how they can find out more information about you?
Sure. And thanks so much for having me. It's been a pleasure. So you can follow me on Instagram, or us on Instagram, at Sortify, Sortify. Or you can go to our website, sortify.app. And yeah, I would love to connect with you.
Thank you so much for joining us. Be sure to tune in next time for an all new episode. Thank you.